Weekend America's founding sponsor is Target.
From American Public Media, season's greetings. I'm Desiree Cooper in St. Paul, Minnesota.
And I'm Bill Radke in Los Angeles. Our theme this weekend is Home for the Holidays. This weekend, a lot of college freshmen are coming back home for the first time. And what they and their parents find when they get back together can be a whole lot of change.
2 years ago, I was coming home for the holidays, and I'm talking with my mother about a religion class that I had just completed.
That's David Polk from Chicago.
My mom was raised Catholic, and my dad was raised Jewish, and I wasn't raised with really anything. And my mother is from Poland, so she goes, David, don't tell your father, but when you were 2 weeks old, you were secretly baptized. And I'm thinking to myself, what? I wasn't shocked that I was baptized, although I was surprised. I was more surprised at the fact that it was this big secret. Only a week later, we have this annual holiday dinner, and after a couple glasses of wine, which, of course, they're Polish, so they're kind of prone to that, they decide that we're going to do something different this year, and we're all going to go around the table, and everybody has to say something that the rest of the table didn't know about them. So my father is there, and, you know, my godmother is there, but she doesn't know that I know that she's my godmother, and my mom's there. So that comes to me, and I said, well, I just learned last week that I was secretly baptized, and my godmother was sitting next to me, and she almost started crying. She was in tears. She didn't have to be in the closet anymore about being my godmother. Not long after I learned that I was secretly baptized, I was with my Jewish grandmother, and she tells me, David, when you were in the hospital room, we gave you a secret bris. And I told her, well, at least part of that bris wasn't that much of a secret. Snip, snip.
Sometimes homecomings can be complicated by changed expectations. Karen Anderson from Superior, Wisconsin, was so happy to welcome her daughter home from college, she made her daughter's favorite foods, cheese balls, rice pudding, and potatoes au gratin.
My dad and my husband had always cut her own little tree in the woods of northern Minnesota when they cut our own. And so, of course, my dad is making sure her tree is perfect and, you know, and just everything was nice so that when she would come home, she would just, you know, kind of relish in the warmth and the love. I remember just feeling kind of a lump in my throat. I must have been showing more of that than I thought I was because she promptly said, Mom, if you're going to be so emotional each time I come home, I won't want to come home so much, which, you know, who knows if that would have been or not. But it promptly snapped me back to reality. It was a reminder that she had grown up and gone away to college, and she would probably be a guest from here on in. She wouldn't live at the house anymore.
I'm Tom Rule, and I'm from Macon, Georgia. I have a son who just finished his first semester at college, so this is the first Christmas he's come home from college. And for him, it's still home, but it's halfway not home. But for him, the big thing was the fact we started storing the vacuum cleaner in the middle of his room instead of in my closet. So he just kind of pushed it out of the way. But I think for him, that said, you know, I don't live here much anymore. On the other end of the spectrum, my wife's parents are having some health issues. This very well may be the last Christmas with my father-in-law. And at the same time, my grandfather is starting to shut down. Well, all of this has me thinking about this, I guess, the circle of life. And I sound middle-aged when I say this, but the whole being sandwiched between having parents who are older and getting ready to move on, and at the same time having a son who's in college and getting ready to move on as well. And here I am at 47, smack in between. So it's made me very aware of how life progresses. There's lots to celebrate. The trick's going to be remembering to celebrate and then not focus on the sad.
This weekend, Tom Rule has a diversion. He's playing keyboards with his big band at an annual Christmas event in downtown Macon, Georgia. Thank you to everybody who wrote and called. We love to hear from you. Our website makes it easy. Just come to weekendamerica.org.